The first indisputable point is that the situation is such that we cannot talk about elections in this time. With this environment, we cannot. This is something that, including the political parties, most of them, if not all of them, they would agree with that point. The second negative thing is, since the inception of the government, MPP 2, it looks like they're trying to slide from the main reason why they claim to take the power about 2 years from now to maneuver and go through the political arena, traditional, classical political activities. Yes, you can talk about and take action for development, social, political, industrial development issues, correct. But excluding the political party in the game is not a good thing. That's my view in this first point.
But Paul, similar things seem to be happening in Mali. If I understand what you are saying, the people of Burkina Faso are choosing security over democracy. Is that correct?
No, you cannot make this opposed security and democracy. See what I'm saying? That, democracy needs security, peace. And peace and development mean security. This is the second reason, the way you phrase it, you gave me a Superman point, supporting point of my previous statement. That's why you need everybody to come and put on the table the reality. Today, we cannot organize elections in Burkina Faso. That's for sure. Unless we do it in just geographical part of the Burkina, but not the whole Burkina Faso. But let's have a roadmap, I'm sorry, just to say, okay, civil society movement, militaries, lawyers, political parties, et cetera. What can we do? This is the reality. Such and such places like the western part of Burkina Faso, the northern part and the east, they have made some success, but it's not still quite before 2015, year of the beginning of terrorist attacks. We have made a progress, but it's still not enough to organize elections. So I'm not opposing democracy and security issues.
How do you think the military junta is doing? Because first, when they came to power, it seemed to some of us that they were trying to mimic your late iconic brother. How do you think they are doing so far?
Trying to mimic 4 years of revolution, it's not just the quote-unquote the folkloric aspect. How can I say that? Not in the form, but the content. The main difference is that before getting into power, Manly Thomas worked with the trade union, the youth, political party, even if when he was in training in different countries, the little time that he used to have, nights, weekends with those who were in France studying, you know, finishing their PhD. And so it's a background experience, political consciousness, a work done before getting into power in August 4th, 1983.